Clearing old myths, very few men in Taygeta. Hello once more, thank you for being here with me again. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Perhaps some of you who have been following my predecessor's messages for years, remember that it was said that there are very few men in Taygeta, and that is utter nonsense. It was said that there were like 3 or 4 times more women than men, or that there were no less than 10 times more women, or something like that. Honestly, I cannot find the exact numbers, but that is not relevant as that is totally false. That misconception led to another one. It was also said that Taygeta is a strongly feminized culture, where men are oppressed and devaluated, to the point where they are completely removed from politics or from any other important roles in Taygetan society. It was said that Taygeta was so inclined to the feminine that men had a very hard time finding simple everyday items, such as suitable toothbrushes that were not pink and with flowers in the handle, or the impossibility of finding pieces of clothing for men, or anything that would fit them, where simple socks were a complete nightmare to find ready-made, causing each man to have to design and make their own clothing as Taygetan society didn't take them into account. And then it was also said, and even contradicting above, that men were so scarce that they were treated as valuable commodities that had to be protected as an endangered species, and this was another reason why men were secluded from any activity that could place them in any kind of danger, almost as in a glass box. Again, one thing led to another, and then other misconceptions started to emerge, like the ones that stated that as men are so scarce in Taygeta, it was very common for one man to have multiple women partners living with him, as multiple wives, in some sort of harem, because women felt that they had no choice, as it was either sharing their man, or not having a man at all, and this is false as well. Now, where did all this come from? Before the Taygetans and Swaru of Era started to talk to Robert and Gosha, they were in contact with someone who nowadays is called the older lady or woman, and as the story goes, it was she who introduced us to Robert when she found him in a UFO conference in Barcelona, Spain, back in 2017, and then introduced them to Gosha a few days after. I cannot mention the name of the elder woman as things didn't turn out too well with her. But I must say that I have nothing to do with those early dramas caused by those humans involved, and my predecessor's lack of understanding of humans, especially how they think and react, so whatever happened there is nothing other than the result of a bad combination of factors blown out of proportion, mostly by humans. Before Robert and Gosha, this elder woman prioritized talking to Taygetan men over talking to women. She insisted that there were no men talking to her, only women, so the Taygetans with their people-pleasing mentality, which had caused them to get into much trouble many times before, complied with her wishes, assigning an allegedly Taygetan man to talk to her every day. And that man was Zadkiel, whom the elder lady later called Zen. The problem is that he was not a full Taygetan man, as he was a starseed, who was extracted almost in a forceful way, without previous preparation and knowledge of what to expect once he was out of Earth. Zadkiel was full of resentment and repentance of having been extracted, and he heavily wanted to be returned to Earth, and to his human family. He most probably expressed that resentment to the elder woman he was talking to, exaggerating what he did not like, or accentuating how he felt and how he was perceiving being treated. And then, as everything that Zadkiel had said was already in the air, my predecessors probably chose not to contradict him, making things even worse, again expressing their heavily people-pleasing Taygetan qualities. I am no one to judge them, but this was simply wrong. Although I accept that I do not know all the circumstances around the reason why they may have chosen to perpetuate these misconceptions. Later on, when this idea was already widely spread, it also brought other logical consequences, as many people on Earth started to say that the Tajitans were nothing more than another accessory to the feminist agenda of diminishing and devaluating men, or something along those lines. The truth about Tajita and men. Tajetan society is highly balanced and without any systematic government agenda-issued friction between the two genders, as it happens on Earth, so they get along very well, only with their logically different points of view, and the problems that may arise because of them. Men have their place in Tajetan society as women also do in a much equilibrated way. And it even hurts to say this as it is so darn obvious to me. Unlike how things are on Earth nowadays, people in Tajita are very clear as to what gender they belong to, and their roles in family and society. There are slightly more women than men in the total population, but not more than 10% at the most, and those extra women are all elderly. Because as on Earth and as in just about all Lyrian societies, women have the tendency to live longer than men, although on Earth that difference is far more accentuated. In Tajita, men are not treated as valuable commodities, or as luxury items for women, as it was so wrongly portrayed before. They are treated as people, as valuable as any other, simply because they are someone. Again being stupidly obvious here. Men are treated as men and women as women, as equal partners. Men and women are not the same, they have very different mentalities, and they are simply wired differently, one complementing the other, no one above the other, in near-perfect harmony. In Tajita, men do whatever they want, as women also do. They both follow their personal interests, which many times reflect their gender differences as is to be expected, and both can access and participate in any social role they want to be a part of, including science or politics. Today Tajita has a queen, and it looks like the next one will also be a queen, but that has nothing to do with gender seclusion. On Earth there is no clear concept of an empowered female, as it has been destroyed by modern society. All I can see when looking at women in roles of political power on Earth, are women dressed like men, but with a skirt, and with the same mentality of their male politician counterparts, as if there were no difference among both, only the label of being a woman, which is also conveniently exploited for pushing the feminist agenda further. On Earth, the feminist agenda started as a way to fight for women's rights, as they were clearly been abused in every sense, but nowadays it has become a weapon to go against all men, generalizing, throwing everything off balance again. Men and masculinity are heavily under attack in Earth's Western society nowadays, and I see this as a part of the agenda to reduce the population, due to its obvious consequences. As it looks like it is now almost a crime to be a man. Yet, women are also under attack the very same way, and with the same consequences, as they suddenly must accept roles that take them away from their more natural gender qualities, basically causing fewer couples to come together and with the subsequent drop in population growth, which adds up to the other factors or agendas which promote the same result. Attacking the overpopulation problem from multiple angles, with multiple apparently not related artificial issues, which add up to fewer people being born, then becomes difficult to see for the vast majority of the human population. Overpopulation is concentrated in large cities where it is undeniable and obvious, but from a global, total headcount point of view, they are lying to you. As they are only using the problem in the cities to brainwash the population into believing whatever they want. In Tegeta, the population is quite spread out, and as I said, it is close to a 50-50 relationship between men and women, and that even reflects onto the members of the crew of this ship, which is almost perfectly equilibrated as well. And in Tegetan society, there are as many things for women as there are for men, where both genders also manufacture their own items, whenever they want to, using replicator machines, or hand-making them alike, as would be expected. I hope to have cleared this dangerous and misleading misconception with this video. Thank you for watching, and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.